KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 31 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, officials of the Trevor Frederickson Foundation have announced scholarship applications are currently being accepted for the 7th annual Trevor Frederickson Memorial Scholarship. Applications may be obtained from the Atlantic High School Guidance Office at 1201 East 14th Street or the Atlantic High School website at www.atlanticschools.org. Now, two $750 scholarships are available to those graduating from the Atlantic High School this spring. Applicants must plan to attend a college or vocational school, show involvement in school and or community activities, supply a copy of their college acceptance letter, provide two letters of reference along with their seven semester transcripts, and maintain academic achievement of 2.5 or better. The scholarships will be awarded at the Atlantic High School class night to be held in May. Trevor Frederickson graduated from the Atlantic High School in 2006. He went on to further his education at Southwestern Community College in Creston, where he studied automotive mechanics and played baseball for the Southwestern Spartans. Now, two additional $750 scholarships will be available for Southwestern Community College students this fall. Trevor, who passed away in 2009, had plans of pursuing a career in law enforcement and returning to his hometown of Atlantic. Funds for the scholarships are raised at the annual golf tournament for the Trevor Frederickson Foundation. And plans are already in the works for the 8th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. That'll be held Saturday, August 13th. Organizers look forward to another successful tournament so they can continue to grant scholarships for many years to come. Blood centers are taking some precautions to head off issues with the Zika virus outbreak. LifeServe Blood Center spokesperson Nicole Hanger says they are following the FDA guidelines when it comes to dealing with blood donors who may have been exposed to the virus.
If you have traveled to any country where the Zika virus has been identified, then we want you to wait 28 days from the date that you returned.
A spokesperson for the Red Cross said they're also following the guidelines of having doctors wait 4 weeks if they've been in a country where the virus is prevalent. The virus has spread primarily in the Caribbean, Central America, South America, Samoa, and Cape Verde. Hanger says with the spring break, it may take more people into the infected areas.
It's just, you know, weeks away, and we're anticipating an increase in traveling. So we just want to make sure that our communities understand that we need donors who maybe aren't planning to travel to make sure that you're giving blood during this time and into the summer so that we have a stable blood supply and we can sustain the donor base for those who have maybe traveled to one of those countries where Zika is present.
She says those who aren't traveling to the Zika areas are asked to help out by donating blood. Hanger says they'll try and make it easy by asking people if they've traveled to the Zika areas when they come in to donate blood.
So that we can defer them prior to their registration and going through the whole process. Ultimately, our goal is to protect the blood supply. We want to make sure that we have a safe and stable blood supply.
She said they don't want to see another lag in blood supply like they saw in recent months.
During the winter months, we often see donations decrease simply because of the winter weather, which we experienced several weeks ago. And we, our donors have answered the call to help, and our blood supply levels are stable. We are in need of O positive and A positive right now, and always O negative blood type, as that's the universal blood type, and that's needed throughout the year. But every blood type is needed every day throughout the year.
Hanger encourages everyone to think about donating.
If you haven't donated in a while and you don't have any travel plans, we really need you to come in and give that life-saving blood donation to help sustain the donor base for those who maybe are traveling.
For further information or to schedule a blood donation appointment, you can visit www.lifeservebloodcenter.org or call 800-287-4903. LifeServe Blood Center provides blood and blood products to more than 100 hospitals across Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Elsewhere in area news, the Union County Sheriff's Office says a woman from Cromwell reported Friday evening that someone had stolen 37 pieces of sterling silverware, a gold ring with a 1/3 carat diamond, and an aquamarine ring with diamonds set around it. The theft at the woman's residence took place sometime since February 1st and resulted in a loss estimated at $2,075. Deputies in Page County Sunday evening arrested a man wanted on a Page County warrant associated with fifth-degree theft. 28-year-old Kyle Jacob Campbell of Shenandoah was taken into custody at around 5:20 p.m. and brought to the Page County Jail, where he was being held pending further court proceedings. Campbell was unable to post bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports a Guthrie County man was arrested during the early morning hours of February 14th for OWI first offense. 19-year-old Zachary Jerome Schreck of Guthrie Center was taken into custody after he was pulled over for speeding near the intersection of Henry A. Wallace Road and Highway 92. During an interview with the deputy noticed Schreck showed signs of intoxication. He was given and failed a field sobriety test. Schreck was booked into the Adair County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. Friday afternoon, 33-year-old Heather Marie Fritz of Omaha was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on an Adair County warrant associated with OWI first offense. Fritz was being held without bond at the Adair County Jail pending a court appearance. And 31-year-old James Washawn Riddle Jr. of Creston was arrested on drug charges Friday evening in Adair County following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 eastbound. A deputy noticed a distinct smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle and received consent to search. He found a bag of pot under the passenger side seat. Riddle admitted the weed was his and was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance. He was released later that evening on $1,000 bond. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they had an arrest early Saturday morning of a Bellevue, Nebraska man. 21-year-old Bernardo Figueroa Murillo was taken into custody at around 1:40 a.m. and charged with assault while displaying a weapon, as well as public intoxication. His bond was set at $2,300. The sheriff's office said also no injuries were reported following an accident Friday afternoon at the intersection of Highways 34 and 59 in Mills County. A 2015 Chevy driven by Ronald Steffens of Emerson was stopped at the controlled intersection and signaling to turn right onto Highway 34 eastbound. A 2014 Ford driven by Gerald Reeks of Johnston was behind the Chevy. Reeks told deputies he looked for oncoming traffic from the west and started to pull out onto Highway 34 when his vehicle hit Steffens' Chevy. He told authorities he didn't see the other vehicle and thought it had already pulled away from the stop sign. A dollar amount of the damage was not listed in the report and no citations were apparently issued. Well, Bill Minner, USDA Rural Development State Director in Iowa, announced Monday the availability of $232 million in guaranteed loans for home funding and more than $9 million in direct home loan funding to qualified rural Iowa households for the remainder of this year. With guaranteed lending, a loan is made to a borrower by the lender following the same basic steps as a conventional loan. USDA Rural Development provides up to a 90% guarantee to the lender on qualifying loans, reducing the lender's risk in the event of a default by the borrower. Direct home loans through USDA Rural Development feature 33 loan terms and payment assistances available. USDA Rural Development's guaranteed home loan and direct home loan programs offer competitive interest rates, fixed terms, and require no down payment to help eligible families living in rural communities and areas purchase new or existing homes. Loans and some grants are also available to help families make needed repairs to their homes. The typical income limits for a household of four are $75,650 for the guaranteed loan program and $49,450 for the direct loan program. Income limits vary by county and household size, so applicants are encouraged to respond to USDA Rural Development staff for limits in the specific area. Eligible homes must be located in a rural area and or community generally of less than 20,000 residents. More information about the housing programs available through the USDA Rural Development is available by calling 515-284-4444 or by visiting www.rd.usda.gov/IA. The news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.